Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How's the tequila doing? That's still winning?
I think the tequila's doing great. I mean, obviously, we are a nation of alcoholics. And so, you know, he's picked
the
right.
We're drinking his.
Well, yeah. I think, you know, Terramana is doing fine.
Is it?
I saw it somewhere. I was at a, I don't remember exactly what bar it was, but I saw a Terramana, like, logo or something, like, for the,
Okay.
It was holding the tequila.
Okay.
I don't know if that's, like, a sign, but I have a great big bottle. I've got a great big bottle of Añejo that I'm just waiting, right? And it's different. It's not the Blanco. Okay, it's the Añejo. It's a little different.
Okay.
It's distilled a little differently. It's like for a real celebration, right? I've got it. And I'm just waiting.
What are you waiting on?
I don't know. I haven't popped it yet, but I'm going to do it at some point. But I'm just waiting. It will come to me, man. But I got it. And I've got a couple. My daughter, actually, I've got two Terramana. This is funny you mentioned this. I've got two posters in my room of Terramana, of the Rock holding up a Cheers. And my daughter, and it's the same picture, and my daughter rightly pointed out to me, why do you have two of the same picture?
Because you're a nut for the Rock.
And I had to explain that to her.
She doesn't get it yet?
No, she doesn't. I'm like, that's the Rock. Like, you got to understand, like, that's my guy, you know?
We'll pop him when Cat wins a title.
Ooh, we're the whole bottle.
Dang right.
It's going down right there.
He's not a loser.
He's a winner.
That's right.
He's a winner, Gio. And he always was.
Now that we know how strongly you feel about him.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing about, this is going to be an experience, right? We're getting into the time of experience on this show for the next few months. It's going to be, you never quite know what it's going to be, is kind of how I'd put it. You never know. I could go 20 minutes on the most random.
That's just every day with you.
Yeah, but I do want to say it's going to be pronounced.
Oh, even more.
It's going to be pronounced. Yeah, but again, I who knows? Who knows what that topic could be? Today it was Cat and Jack Caglinoni.
Buckle up,
right?
John's telling you to buckle up for the summer.
That is exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying. It's going to be a ride. It's going to be a ride in 2025. All right. We'll come back. Norton Heard the Force is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, yes. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is where you want to go if you want results. A team that produces. That's what they do at the Live Love Group. And we've known that up close and personal for about 7 years on this show. That's why we're glad to pass along stories like Reggie's. He listened to the show, called Jen, was ready to buy a home. And went through it. A couple of offers fell through. Had to submit a fourth offer. Got him into a competition. But Jennifer wrote the strongest offer for him. And they got the house. That's the benefit of being with the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agents.
He stuck with Jen, trusted Jen. And now he's on the other side of it, feeling good. Sitting like a fat cat. And that's how Jen had me back in 2018. It's because I made the call. You should make the call, too. 901-625-5200. Be like Reggie, whether you're ready to do it now or on your time, like Reggie was. He waited a little while before he made that call. And clearly, it was the right call to make. Jen is fantastic. I echo everything that John just said about her and her team. They are wonderful. They can be life-changing for you. Certainly that for me. No exaggeration. Her mission is to improve Memphis by getting folks out of renting situations and into ownership situations. But she's only going to do it if that ownership situation is good for you. It's a good one for you. It's building equity. Not looking just to make a dollar off you like many of these groups and realtors are. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
All right, a couple bits of news. Hitman Hoops reported that Jordan Verhulst, who has been sort of a do-everything man for the University of Memphis the last couple of years, is off to Murray State.
Hey.
Son of a bitch! When I get off this show, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm calling Ernie, and I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Stay your ass away from Memphis moving forward, Ernie. This is not a threat. This is real. It's a warning. All right? So, Jordan Verhulst, who has done, like I said, a lot for Memphis, kind of played every role behind the scenes for the Tigers.
Separate stints as well.
Yeah, multiple stints here, is off to Murray State. In all seriousness, seems like a great opportunity for him. I know he's, you know, known Ernie and that group, Ryan Miller, for a long time. So, makes a lot of sense for him. And getting, I assume, a raise and a more prominent role in that program. So, Murray State, really, they should be pretty damn good in Ryan's first year there, because they got a couple of dudes. I mean, they got Mason Miller, who's going to be going into his fourth year of college basketball. Mm. They've got KJ Tenner from Cordova, who is an absolute dog. Watched him a little bit at Western. I thought maybe he was a guy that Memphis should get involved with, in the portal this year. But obviously, he's going to follow, Ernie out there, because he played for Hoop City. So follows Ernie out there to Murray. So should be a pretty good team there in the OVC. Drake lost its coach; he's at Iowa now, Ben McCollum. So should be an opening for Murray State to get back to running things over there in that league. So that's the news on the Memphis basketball front for Penny Hardaway. He'll have to move some things around. I'm sure he probably has, a guy in mind over there.
He might need two.
Might need two.
Man, jobs sounds like Jordan did.
Might. I don't know.
But yeah, you're going to do some shifting around and that's right. Hire to.
Well,
hire.
You know the way it works, right? You just put more responsibility,
more on
right?
One person, yeah.
That's the way it works, man. You just have to do more. Somebody did just inherit some jobs. Absolutely. All right. Herd's going to join us at 125. Looking forward to catching up with him. But we do have our second Right Angle Sports NFL release of the season, Jason. You know, this has become a staple of the show, the season-long futures. You want me to bet Bills over. Isn't it Bills you want to bet? Who is it? Who is it that you really want to bet? I feel like there was one you really wanted.
I know, Bills over.
Wasn't Bills over?
Because they're favored in every game.
Was it the Cowboys that you want? It was somebody. It was
the last year, I like Fitzy, was too high on Cowboys over. I don't have a similar.
Okay. You don't feel that good about
it? Fanatical number on a specific team.
Okay.
Bears, I'm kind of feeling good about my 8.5, I think it was.
Oh, you got to bet Super Bowl there. You just got to go all the way with it.
Yeah. Please tell us. Remind us what the first release
was
and then this one.
Okay. So the first one was Detroit Lions.
That's right.
Under 10.5.
Was very interesting.
And then in the next week and a half or 2 weeks, their center retires. So
right now.
I don't think they knew that, but obviously that helps that cause.
That other dude was taking first-team reps. Maybe they knew.
Yeah.
Because of his toe. They were talking about right now his toe.
And maybe they were fading.
Maybe they already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had the under 10.5 there. And, again, we talked about it at the time, losing both coordinators is probably going to sting. I mean, there's really, especially Ben Johnson, like there's no way around that. There's going to be a drop off, bro. Like,
you'd expect so.
Yeah. And so I'm fine with that. I'm fine with holding an under ticket there. So it's under Lions. And then today they released under 11.5 on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, they're going with some of the big dogs.
They are fading and going some of the best teams in the NFL last year. Two of the best teams. I mean, the Super Bowl champ and an NFC, the one seed, right, in the NFC, in the Detroit Lions. And I don't know what the rationale for the fade on Philly is.
Maybe they got an injury that's about to come out.
Well,
I'm kidding with that, obviously.
But who are we talking to? I want to say, who are we talking to about the Eagles recently? They were talking about the edge. Was it Fitz, maybe? I don't remember it. But we were talking about that. They didn't have any edge rushing. And I was like, well, they've clearly, you know, they got Jalen Carter, so they don't care about the edge. But obviously, I would guess that was a factor into this decision to fade the Eagles here, because Brandon Graham retires, and they don't necessarily feel great about that defensive line from a year ago. We also looked at the schedule during the break. It's a tough one. I don't know where it ranks league-wide, but, you know, look, you got to play two games against the Cowboys. You got to play two games against the Commanders. You know, I think maybe there is an expectation that maybe the Giants can be a little bit better with Russell Wilson. I'm not expecting a lot, but maybe that's priced in. You got to go at Chiefs. You got to host the Rams, which we talked about how close that game was in the snow last year.
Yeah.
You got to go to Tampa Bay. You're hosting the upstart Denver Broncos. You got to go to Minnesota. You got to go to Green Bay. You got to play Detroit. You got to play the Bears. You got to go to L.A. for the Chargers. And then you got at Buffalo, and then two games against the Commanders, like we said. So there's definitely, it feels like, opportunity there, Jason, to lose six games for the Eagles, and that's all you needed under 11.5.
Well, yeah, and just right there in division, I expect Dallas to be better, although they made me look foolish last year.
Right.
And it is a first-time head coach in Schottenheimer. We don't know what to expect from him in terms of managing these egos he's going to have in there with CD and George Pickens. How's he going to handle that? We know Dak's going to look to keep those guys happy, but Schottenheimer's going to have to be a guy that comes in and, you know, has some sort of voice. You can't just have your owner coming out every week to answer to the, you know, to the players. And so whether he can get that done remains to be seen, but I know it's an upward trajectory for Washington.
Yep.
And we'll see on Giants. One thing I know about the Giants, they got some defense. They're going to make you play, is my point. They might hurt you on that side in terms of what they can throw at you defensively. Obviously, they got to figure out this quarterback situation. We'll see if they've got it figured out with our man Jackson Dart. We'll see. Again, I'm not expecting big things from him off the top. But my point is that division has improved.
Yep.
And so there alone, yeah, I mean, I could see them, whether it's two losses, maybe a third, but definitely two there. And getting, well, we got to get to six to go under. Yeah, I mean, four in some of those other games. Bills was one of them. I could see it. It's interesting, though. I don't know. Philly looks like, to me, pretty much the team. Because unlike Detroit, I don't see Philly losing Pro Bowlers retiring before the age of 30 on them. Both of those receivers all signed up. We've talked about Jalen Hurts is getting better year to year, even though we don't want to seem to give him the credit for it.
Right.
So I would still hold them up high as my favorite, and probably – I'd be a little scared to make this under bet.
Yes. Do I love it? I do not love it. No, I don't. I mean, their futures have been winners over the years. Like, it's a they I'm not saying that they.
Was it them that had you on Carolina last year?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that was a huge
big one.
Huge swing at that at that point in the
season. And that was smart. That was smart.
Yeah. And they barely got there. They took till the last game of the season.
Well, it's going to be a sweat.
Sometimes. Oh, NFL is always going to be like, it's going to come down to like.
Yeah, what we think is going to be easy.
Yeah, it's going to be easy.
Nothing's ever going to be easy.
Although they did have Philly over last year. That was easy.
Oh, it was. What was the number?
I think it was 10.5.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah. So this one's only 11.5, but they're going under. They've actually had a pretty good beat on Philly the last couple of years. So I like it. I think this is also a way to play Buffalo over. They think that, you know, maybe they don't want to lay the, you know, we don't want to go over Buffalo's win total, but so we're going to go under Philly Phillies. Because they play whatever. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the criteria was for it. But, yeah, I like having these week to week. It's just kind of like something else to monitor. You know what I mean? It's another part of my portfolio, as they say, as my notebook.
We know you're looking for things.
I'm always looking for things. I'm always looking for big-time opportunities, college baseball, fading the Cardinals, obviously, That's been, I mean, it's like the Rockies at this point. It's like just such a.
Once we got out of May, very lucrative for you, fading Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, they have been an embarrassment.
It's only been a few days of June, but yes, right. I mean, they have lost.
Yeah.
Dropped two games, I think, in the standings just in this month alone.
I mean, you got to go back to...
It's amazing how on top of that you are.
Yeah, man, I'm all over, man. David Freese, Rick Ankiel, J.J. Weatherholt. Is J.J. Weatherholt in the chat with us? How about Rogers Hornsby? Can we get Rogers Hornsby or... Bob Gibson.
Do you think they're going to be dealing Arenado?
Oh yeah, I think that's you got to be sellers. I think you got to look at the race, and you're just not built for it. I think it's fire sale. Everything must go, right? Isn't that? Am I a good Cardinals fan?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you are after dropping from three games to five. You might be a couple sound like
we don't
you.
Spend yeah. any money. We got to sell it all. Is that good?
It's getting there.
I'm sick of Mozeliak.
Yeah, it's in some role still, but I'm not sure what.
All right, he's not the GM anymore.
Cardinals fans aren't speaking today. That loss yesterday,
right.
They were up 7-2. It stung to lose that one 10-7.
Yeah. Who is it now? I tell you what, Oliver Marmol. How do you say it, bro? We got to get a Cardinal in here. We got to get a real Cardinal in here. Is it Marmol or Marmol?
Ollie Marmol.
Marmol. Okay, Marmol.
Told you, he's disappointed. They don't want to talk
about the Cardinals right
now.
Yes.
After that loss yesterday.
I haven't been paying attention this week. I'll be real honest with you.
See?
Well, he's been out.
That's right. Well,
handling business.
Mike Matheny's holding them back. There's no doubt. I think that's the first thing you got to do is you got to make a change at the manager spot. Get Matheny out of there and get a real.
That's already been done.
Tony La Russa.
He's been gone a few years. Yeah.
Tony La Russa. Mm. No, I can't fix everything at the same time. Mm. I'm trying.
Again, they could be back in the race by the end of the week. You never know.
Depending on how vocal Brad is, we'll know.
So, just to get you up to speed. The new general manager for the Cardinals is a gentleman named Bloom. They brought him over from Red Sox. And basically what they're doing to kind of mitigate what you've just described as a fan of the Cardinals is have him work under and with the wing of Mozeliak for the 25 season. And then in 26, Mozeliak go bye-bye. And then Bloom will have to have his big boy pants on and take it all over himself.
I don't like the plan as a lifelong
like
fan. I don't like it.
Shepherding him in.
Is a half-assed way of firing a GM.
It is, but I don't like it. I don't like how we're pussyfooting around it. I think we just need to do it.
I don't disagree with that. I think this is a typical move by your ownership. They don't like to just say, you're not
fired.
Doing a job.
That's right.
And that's how most operations do it. In the case of the Cardinals, you have two GMs at once, which is... Ironic, somehow that's working, and now you're going to let the guy go.
No, you know what they say. You have two GMs, you have none.
No GMs. It's like quarterbacks. John, you know it.
Two GMs, one cup.
Facts.
That is the issue here.
Well,
As a lifelong fan of the Cardinals, I am disgusted by this.
I thought you were a Braves fan.
Nope. I have never been a Braves fan. You keep trying to put that on me. You did it last week, didn't he? He said, you're a Braves fan. Never rep the Braves day
no.
of my life.
Okay.
Austin Riley, we support him, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hope he does well. But you know, I have more players I'm a big fan of. Ellie De La Cruz.
He's very good for the Reds.
How about this?
Born on our side.
How about El Nino, Fernando Tatis? How about him? All right, is he canceled or something?
No, he's
okay,
fine.
Okay, well, Brad gave – I know sometimes – you know, we find ourselves in some issues.
He's fine.
Okay.
He's fine. He's hitting .265.
That's pretty good, right?
You know, he's hit 13 home runs. Yeah, good.
I mean, not bad.
So, just more style than substance with him, I think, is why there was pause with us.
Yeah,
Ellie
but
De La
he's
Cruz.
He's legit.
He's a good player.
Ellie De La Cruz is like my number one right now. It's
you
him.
Go Juan Soto. Say his name.
Mm-mm. Ooh, yeah.
You don't like Juan?
He's terrible. He
dogs it out.
He's
of
a
the,
stain
out of the box.
Is he a Met?
Yeah.
He's a stain on New York City. He is a real dark.
How about
cloud.
The 2-0 Drew Pomeranz?
Look, man, I feel like he's been in the league since '98. You know,
he's up there. He's 34, 35
years
old.
Yeah, we need to move on from that.
Big Smooth, as they call him.
No, don't move on. He's been a great addition to our bullpen.
I'm sorry. Who's he with?
It's good baseball.
Cubs.
Team. Cubs. We
oh,
brought
he's
him
a cubby.
On.
Okay.
I got to see him pitching in sense. Chicago. He has been a nice little middle relief to relief.
I got to see Ellie De La Cruz make one of the greatest plays
you know, that you'll see in baseball at Wrigley.
That throw, was it a cutoff throw?
It was the cutoff. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I'm not even, I'm a Cardinals fan, as you know. It was just incredible athleticism.
Oh, he's an amazing player.
Like,
blowtorch arm. Physically. Everything's great about him.
Yeah. Fast.
And is it he can do everything.
I know he's not necessarily having the best year ever right now, but is that just a baseball thing? You're going to have swoons and highs and lows?
I think that's fair.
I don't know. I don't know if he's ever going to hit for average.
He's hitting 260, 12 homers, 43 RBIs.
But he does everything else.
Yeah.
And those numbers sound good.
It's fine.
Yeah, you want your stars hitting over 300, bro.
Yeah.
The Judge is going for 400 this year. You know, we're on, you know.
Put the ball in play.
Right, yeah. Right. Ellie's going to strike out.
Put the ball in play. You're getting paid a lot of money to put the ball in play.
Exactly. As I want my stars
Tatis.
Hitting
Tatis
300.
Tatis going to do the same thing.
You know.
Certainly 280 or better.
Right,
my
right.
Stars
got
hitting
it.
That.
Got it.
These like, guys are all trying to hit bombs.
My guy Suzuki, he's going to hit 300.
Yes.
I don't know if he's going to hit 300, but we're going to lead the league in RBI, look like.
Got it.
I'm not sure what it is. He might be two. I'm not sure what his average is as of right now.
265, 14 home runs, 53 RBIs.
See? There you go. I like baseball. I'm a lifelong Cardinal fan. So it's been nice to get sort of reintroduced to the game this offseason with the rest of things going on.
Welcome back.
Norton Hurd, the fourth going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about couple decisions that were made this week, including LeBaron Filon, one of his guys, going back to school. The power of NIL, the allure of NIL. It's more than a first-round pick, more than being a first-round pick in the NBA draft. Get into all that with Hurd on the other side. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
Coach Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and, of course, Coach Silverwave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball, again for 2025, multiple-time recipient on a name on that name to that list. Mitchell High Product and Walker Homes Finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. I apologize, Coach, for the stumble. How are you this week?
Been a good week. How about y'all self?
Been a great week. As a matter of fact, Hurd, thanks for asking. You and I have some big business to talk about. And that's LeBaron. I'm top five and all of them Filon. Now, last week when I asked you about LeBaron, I didn't know. You may have thought I'd heard something when I asked it because it was kind of like random, but I had not. I thought this guy was going to be a first-round draft pick, and that was it. Next time I saw him was going to be in a preseason game in the NBA. Well, later that night, as it turns out, he stuns the country and announces he is going back to Alabama for a sophomore season, changing their season, changing the SEC race. What happened? Because, you know, LeBaron was a, like, maybe even a lottery guy on the outside of the lottery, certainly a first-round guarantee. What kind of went into his decision to go back to school?
Well, we had been talking about it the day he did it. I didn't officially know it. But I think he was a for sure, like, best in, late lottery, worst in, top 20, top 25. So he was a lock at first round, right? And these days, the new money, you can't pass that up. That's what everybody was saying. Now, personally, people didn't agree with me. Even Alabama coaches like, Kurt, I know, but these days you can't do it. I thought he should have went back a year. Just because now you're making money, he'll still, you know, make a meal or two. And I feel like he started off as the last man in Alabama last year and worked his way up to the top prospect. But if they know he's a top prospect from day one, I think he could come back and be a for sure top 10 lock. You know, I like nothing behind it. Arguably the best point guard in college basketball, maybe one or two right now. Even though he outproduced him, they got Fears and a couple other people in front of him. And Fears started from day one and had the green. Like, LeBaron literally worked himself up. So I'm one of those guys that, yeah, it's a little risky, but it ain't like back in the day he's not making no money. He's going to still make some really good money this year. Why even getting higher at his goal? And so I'm sure that's what happened. I think at the combine, he was good. They were still top 20, 25. I think he only shot it okay. But I just think now going back, and he's the man from day one, preseason, first team, everything, getting treated like the man, getting stuff ran for him. I think it could be a good look.
Yeah, I love it. I love it a lot for Alabama. Between him and Aiden Holloway and you know, they got a couple of other guys, Houston Mallet. They got a couple of guys there. was it a deal where, you know, you can go back, you can almost, and if you don't want to get into it, that's totally understand. but you can almost like leverage that late in the later it goes, you can maximize your position with the school, right? Like, hey, I might come back. Can we come back to the table? I mean, whether it's LeBaron or whoever it is, I mean, how real are those discussions going on in 2025?
Those discussions are real, John. No, thank you for asking that. Although you ask and say you don't know if I can get into it, you might want to ask me if I can get into it first. But that is something that I can. That is something that I definitely can speak on. And one more thing, why it was a good decision, I think, John. You also don't have Sears. That was a first preseason first team All American and all that too. He would be the main ball handler. But I would say it's a two parts to that, John. One, you most definitely can do that. Now, on the flip side, everybody knows on Thanksgiving, when you first get there, the dressing is full. The pie is big. The later the night go on and when we get to leftovers, you know, there's only so much pie left. So some people can be at their max, or the pie can be a lot smaller if they didn't expect you to come back and they didn't already – you know, let's say they got 2-3 max players, whatever you call max in college, or 2-3 $800,000, $2-3 million players already. Although they want you back, or although you go, they might not fully have it or want to recall a booster for more. But you know what I mean? Yep. So it could work. Because with LeBaron, it wasn't a leverage thing. A lot of these other schools, like, kind of knew my kid Josh Hubbard was going back, and but with LeBaron, he literally was like all in with the draft at one point in time, so he had no intention of coming back.
Chances.
Now, I do think on the flip side too, John or Jason, where it does hurt at is, I was talking to some high majors the other day, and they was like, well, we about to get this one kid to commit, but as soon as he commit, we still in the same boat because we know somebody else go decommit. Now, I could see somebody else at Alabama getting ready to go to school, thinking they got 25, and then LeBaron Filon pops up because they ain't like Alabama turning him down, or kind of like when Curtis committed here. And when, so, you know, one high major school told me here, we probably only going to have 10 scholarship players this year because once somebody else commits, then that person feels a certain type of way. So that's another crazy thing with this too.
John's outfit, Field of 68, had Memphis as the biggest offseason loser. Who swung and missed this spring? They had Memphis number one, Kansas number two, North Carolina number three, Arizona four, Baylor five. Do you agree that Memphis was the biggest offseason loser in college basketball this year?
So that's a difficult question for me to answer, Jason and John, because I'm more of a productivity guy. I can see where the rest of the world might say yes. I can see where Field of 68 says that. I can see where they do good write-ups there, so the clicks was worth it. And Jeff Goodman, good friend of mine, so I know it was well thought out, and they probably gave good examples why. But for me, I make all these decisions in December, January, February, because everybody said that Memphis was – had a horrible class last year. We questioned all preseason, what is P.J. Hacker going to do on this level when he was just okay with a mid-team? So to me, it's about how you do it. Did they miss out on some recruits? Yeah, but I don't think that means as much these days. I think it's how the team plays and how they're going to look when the season starts. If they're back beating Alabama, Auburn, and having big – no, I don't think so. You know what I mean? But – I could see that now. We're only going by commitments and signees.
Let me ask you this, Herd. Have you ever considered or given consideration, or would you be open to doing that, to being a general manager for a college basketball program? I only ask that, not just because Ernie is doing it now, but like it just feels like there's opportunities for you know, guys that have relationships, like Andrew Slater, right, is a GM for NC State. Is that something that you like one day you'd be interested in? Like, have you ever thought about it? Just curious.
It depends on the school. I don't think general manager would be, it depends on what the role, different schools got different roles. A real GM is somebody who put teams together, but what colleges are using them for are for guys that are good with fundraisers and boosters. And
right.
And I don't know if that's my cup of tea to just go have meetings to raise money. I'm a kind of a on the ground type of guy that's in the trenches for real about basketball.
When it's we know how, and Penny even talked about this, but you know, previous off seasons, or at least the last couple, last year I remember specifically, you had Stansberry, who you had even said heard real good, right, at knowing who's available, hey, what they got to do can certainly help you in that NIL department. I'm figuring this year, you know, the majority of that work, even from the get-go, is on Penny, and if not, I mean, who you have to have folks in there, right, heard, that are helping you with that, as big as the net is now, as much as you need. So that's what I'm asking is that, you know, do you still lean on folks in that department in terms of, I mean, we know he's put this roster together, it's done, but are you leaning on folks to do that, or do you think it's been more him this year, sort of taking it upon himself, okay, these are my guys?
Yeah, I think Penny do a lot. Looking at his staff and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and they're all really good basketball minds, but when I think a recruiter on his staff, and I could be misleading some of the people, but when I just think of somebody who's recruiting, or I feel that it'd be good, like bringing kids, I kind of more so look at Penny and Nolan Smith as recruiters. I look at some of the other guys are high level basketball minds that'll help you win, like Jay Drake Turner and what's my guy Mike Davis at his age. I look at them as more, you know, the reason we get, you know, get wins. But I look at, so I can see that. And then, like, you know, and with Penny, like you just said, I don't know who Memphis or if they even have a GM, but I do know, like, taking back what John said, you know, the GM can help because they're helping with the money side. So you got some right. Schools or family don't even come talk to the coach no more. Like, once, like, if he say he want to go there, they send him straight to the GM. Or straight to the collector, so they're negotiating that, right? And as you even see, like, I don't know if y'all saw Tim Fuller just became the GM of Missouri. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Tim Fuller.
Yeah, I've known Tim for a long time. I didn't even see that news. Good for him.
Yeah, so Tim Fuller is also a big relationship guy. He'd have been an OT. He'd have been coach assistants everywhere. So, but he also a guy that's, you know how to make relationships on money. Ernie, really great fundraiser. Jim Tanner that ran a big agent was that agent. He's the one in North Carolina, right? So just to answer both of y'all questions and get back to his, is almost like I haven't seen Memphis hire a GM yet, so I feel like a lot of recruiting, Penny. And then it's a little thing Penny got on his side, too. Stanberry was doing this stuff, not giving away money. That's not what I'm saying. But identifying the rules and how to get people in before was this open. It's so wide open now that not saying you necessarily need a stand, which you would always need a stand, but it's open that everybody understands that they can do this and now, and you know, and so because it's kind of like wide open now.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Big difference. You're right.
It is very wide open. Herd, you're the best, man. Thanks for the time,
appreciate
as always.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He is Norton Herd IV. Team Thad, program director and coach. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's probably had opportunities to be officially involved, right, with the school at some point. I don't know if the school was big enough or whatever the case may be. I know for Ernie, like, it would have had to have only been an opportunity where it was like his family got a job.
That's what I'm saying. You know. You trust the coach. I mean,
right.
You know, that's the thing about it. You tie yourself to a coach for 2 years, a coach that's not that's not family, that
right.
When he's done, he's fired, and what
exactly.
Where's he taking you?
Exactly.
Nowhere? Exactly. Now I'm not with Nike anymore?
Yep.
Like that,
you know, You know, and Memphis, of course, tried to hire a general manager last offseason, but it ultimately was not approved for budgetary reasons.
Sounds to me like Penny could use the help. It's like we've said.
Yeah.
If it's just him and Nolan – in terms of the guys that are actually with the relationships that are outside of
Memphis. I just think it's a job you have to have now if you're a big-time outfit. Like, it's just one of those things. You got to have somebody that's taking care of that, that's on top of it.
I'd say, especially here with the way things have gone where you're replacing 13 every year.
Exactly. You got to know what you got, who you know.
Be different if I just got Penny replaced. If Penny's just put himself in a place where he's replacing five or six dudes.
That's right.
Hey, that's a number he can sort of keep right there under his hat.
Yep.
Work on himself. This is a lot.
Yes. Now, can you?
But he seems still committed, which is the part that just surprises me.
Yeah, you kind of always wonder, like, just in the back of your head.
How hard this is, even though it seems to be getting harder by the summer. Every offseason, it appears to get harder.
Yes.
Because of what you don't have now.
Exactly.
And how you've been sort of shuffled to the back on resources.
I kind of think this is as hard as it's ever been for him in terms of, like, the degree of difficulty.
Dude, when they started, they could be at the forefront of NIL.
Exactly.
Well,
and they were.
And that literally went back to Imani and Jalen Duren.
And they were.
And then even up to last year, you're still able to have yourself in a space where it matches up well against the rest of the country.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
You had KD, who everybody wanted, Kendrick Davis. You were at the forefront. Remember, everybody in the country wanted
Kendrick Davis.
You had enough to get him. Right, you did that.
Yep.
You came back and replaced it with a team. You paid out the wahoo with Javon and those guys.
Yep.
He's always been at the forefront of this. So, of course, yes, it's the most difficult it's been because now he's getting shuffled to the back.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about by the school. I'm talking about by the system.
Yep. No, I don't know.
And what the house settlement's doing about to do with his money.
I mean, yeah, that's another part of it as well. But, yeah, I don't know exactly where Memphis's team, like, was ranked in 2022. Like, in 2021, you mentioned they had the top five class with Imani and Jalen.
Yes.
2022. They got Kendrick Davis, like the top guy.
Just went through it every year. They've been right there at the top.
Wasn't Kendrick the number one guy?
Yes, he was the most demanded guy, the most coveted guy, most recruited guy in the portal.
Yeah. So you know you had
they phrased that.
You had that
number one rated transfer is what it was.
2023. You know, well, Kendrick was number five at 247. Imani weirdly was number one, but I don't believe that. I mean, whatever. However you want to say it. One of the top five guys in the portal in 2022. 2023, Quinterly was a high-level guard. Jordan Brown at the time. Again, we know what we know now, but at the time, he was a big-time transfer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ended up getting Tomlin out of the portal, you know, when he went. So even in 2023.
David Jones. Got him for a good price.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. So, you know, last year, you get PJ Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter. This is the first year where it's like, I don't know. So we'll have to see. But I definitely think that the degree of difficulty this particular season. Yeah, PJ Haggerty was 32 in the country when he transferred, like as a portal ranking,
mm-hmm.
number 32. Who's the highest ranked guy in this one? It'd be Doug?
I think it'd be Doug McDaniel.
Let's see where he ranks. Is he top 50? Let's see. Oh, man. We're going to have to go pretty far down the list. I'm not seeing top 50 right now.
Whose list is this? 247?
This is 247, yeah. Mm. Let's see. Where would he be? Low, man. I mean, it's low.
We had to wait so late.
I'm in the 70s now.
We had to wait so late.
Yeah.
On PJ.
Yeah. Tough. You know, unfortunate. Nothing you could do about it, but yeah. PJ Haggerty is number two this year.
And that's where, I mean, factually, Goodman and those guys can look right in terms of saying what you lost because you haven't brought in any top 50 guys, at least according to 247, maybe even further down.
Yep.
But, you know, again, for when you started playing the game, when Penny got in the batter's box, which isn't until PJ gets into the portal, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're probably batting
265, which is good enough for me.
I'm going to need some RBI, though.
Yeah, got to drive some in for sure.
Because we're not hitting for average here.
But yeah, like in terms of like, let's see, Zach Davis is a 4-star transfer. That's good. 4-star transfer.
No, good. I wonder if I should have mentioned him. He's not. Zach Davis isn't in the top 50, is he? But I'll take 4-star transfer. I'll take
But
that.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 4-star transfers. No, 5, including Aaron Bradshaw. 5 4-star transfers. That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. And if you get Dane Danger back, which you probably won't, that'll be another 4-star. But I'm not expecting that at this point.
No, Dane is 7-star.
For this team, you're exactly right. He is, yes. Quante Berry's 3-star. Thedford is 3-star. You know, it is what Ashton Hardaway, 3-star.
So Thedford is like Thibodeau. That TH is...
Well, is it Thibodeau?
You're going to need to check that.
I don't think it's Thibodeau. Is it Thibodeau or Thibodeau?
Dude,
I've always said Tom
respected
Thibodeau.
Respected people saying Thibodeau.
I'm pretty sure
I heard Greeny say Thibodeau. I know I heard it this morning from one of them.
Well, Thedford is spelled Thedford.
So we're going same TH
Thibodeau,
on both.
Well, I guess they both...
You're in denial about Thibodeau.
Right. They both have TH.
But it's Thibodeau. And we're going Thedford.
I don't know. I have to.
We need to have these checked out.
We got time. We got time. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 92.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the Sonic this afternoon. It's awesome. Get the Route 44 Diet Coke. That's what I would do. The grilled cheese, Premium Chicken Bites. All kinds of drinks on the menu. Download the app. Get the best deals at Sonic. Never a bad time. It's America's drive-in. It's Sonic.
I recommend the new Triple Sonic Smasher. 3 Angus beef seasoned patties smashed and seared. Crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. It's then layered with 3 slices of melted American cheese. Creamy, tangy smasher sauce. Crinkle cut pickles. Diced onions. Done so well. And you can get that all at Sonic. Again, you want to go a little cheaper on the menu, the Fun 99 menu, $1.99 menu. And I recommend those junior chicken sandwiches. Can do them both in original or honey chipotle, or get one of each. It's the way you can do it at Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, on Eternity FM, ESPN. Thanks to Norton Hurt IV for joining us on the show today. We do actually have a game tonight that's not baseball. We have the Stanley Cup. Now, it's probably not two teams that we care about, but it is a Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
Panthers versus the Oilers. So there you have it. You can catch that on TNT. I don't think they'll be getting a big send-off for hockey like they did for NBA, but it's going to be going on tonight on TNT. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be coming in here. We'll be previewing, position by position, breakdown of Pacers and the Thunder.
John will have his three keys
for
each side.
That's right. I'll give you one right now for the Pacers. A lot of people haven't talked about this. They haven't really been able to gather.
Oh, this is something original.
Yes. Key for the game for the Pacers, you can't turn the ball over.
Wow.
Limit turnovers.
Well, it seems they do that regularly.
I got another one.
We're going to need it.
Play through Halley. That's two keys to the game. I'm going to sleep on the third one. It's really a reason for you guys to come back tomorrow.
Looks like I'm going to need to get my keys ready.
Yeah.
If that's the start.
Well, some of the keys are just so basic, man. All right. I mean, we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
You said you're
going to
sleep on the third one.
Yeah. You can come up with the third one tomorrow if you'd like.
How many NBA Finals games am I going to have to schedule on the log? Obviously, a minimum of four. Will we get past the four?
That's a good question.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
50?
Not 50.
Five?
Many are projecting five games.
Fifth.
We're going five.
I got Thunder in five.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give Pacers. I'll give Pacers a DEI win, and that's it. Oh, there you go. That's all I get.
Yeah, that's six. I'll go six.
All right.
The game.
But more respect for them than you have, obviously.
Yes.
The spread out of
these
they've
been very good to me this offseason. This summer.
It goes Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday.
Yeah, like, that was the part. He was telling us about Sunday, but it's going to Wednesday after that.
Yes. Yeah. Like there's on, 3 days there.
And really then
what is it? Is it Friday after that Wednesday?
I think so. That sounds also, right. Yeah, like there's a big spread of these games.
So that doesn't make sense, though, because it's three games between this one, too. It's 3 days between the first and second game in this one.
Essentially, what I think the NBA is trying to do is, like the NFL, spread this thing to get to the NFL or to the NBA draft.
Get you to summer league.
Get you the NBA draft, get you the summer league.
Yeah.
Draft.
But, you know.
Free agency.
It is what it is. I mean, it could go deep into June if it goes seven, but it won't. It probably won't. Anyway, it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hart IV for joining us on the show. Thanks to John Henson as well. Jeffrey and company up next. I'm Ben for Jason. I'm John. We're gone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.